Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are here live in New York City in Manhattan around the holidays. You hear the bells here in Manhattan, New York. You're listening to More Media. Today's date is the 12th, 2021. It is a nice, cool Sunday evening. And today, we're going to focus on masculine here in New York City. And so I have two special guests. And on to my right, if he can be kind enough to say who he is.
Eugene. Season's greeting, Marcus.
Season's greetings. And to my left.
Hey, I'm Tevez. Hi, everyone.
Okay, so we're going to just jump into the topic. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to know, and we're going to talk about masculine today. Now, not only are we going to talk about masculine, but masculine when it comes to African men here in the United States and how men of color has been raised in what type of masculine ways that have helped and shaped them going into manhood. And so it was just brought to my attention on how masculine and LGBT communicates together when it comes to raising black men. And so I'm gonna lean to my left and ask Tabaz a little bit about how he was raised and what that looked like for him being a man of color in his household.
Yes, hi, good evening, good afternoon. Yes, being raised by a single parent, which was my mother, and an only child, I saw a lot in the late 60s, early 70s, how people reacted and acted toward each other, and also being an openly gay black boy, which back then they used to call it a sissy, having to deal with that and my own personal issues. But masculinity it was around me and I've seen it, but for me, I don't have a problem with it.
Thank you for that, Tabaz. So, Gene, you want to comment on that?
Thank you, Marcus, for having us on this Anchor-sponsored broadcast this evening. And I think masculinity, and especially in the black community, openly gay, back in the 50s, was something that was really in the closet. Black men didn't cry, and we didn't wear pink.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is an interesting and could be a very touchy subject for people to discuss. You know, some people will often say they're, you know, special, you know, men of color will sometimes say that they are secure in their, you know, in their skin or in their, you know, who they are, you know. But sometimes we know that, you know, when you're a person of LGBT, you know, often get picked on by, you know, you're not masculine enough, you know, you're this and you're that. And sometimes people feel insecure, but we notice in the culture of black men and how they was raised, you know, you can't cry. You know, you cry, then that's being a sissy, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, when you grow up, it's kind of hard for you to express your feelings to your significant other, rather that's a male or a female. It's hard because the way you was brought up with masculine in your family. So, ladies and gentlemen, leave me a comment in the comment box, and please don't forget to, you know, for little as $5, you can definitely be a sustainer of More Media. God bless, thanks a lot, and remember, I'm still worldwide.